Good morning. As Jesus wraps up this sermon, he brings to light something that has been evident from the very beginning. Let me explain. In the beginning, it says that God created everything, and it was created by the power of his spoken word. He creates light by simply speaking it into this realm. Scientists are still trying to understand the essence of light. It is a phenomena that has eluded their ability to deduce. He speaks and galaxies are constructed. The stars know their position. The planets know their track because he spoke them into existence. With his word he speaks, the perfect balance comes into his creation. To the feather light hollow bones of a bird, so that they may master the art of flight by God's design, all the way to the massive hip bones of a behemoth, which is as solid as stone and is equal to it in strength, as designed by his creator. He simply spoke the word, and the most microscopic detail is in perfect order, to the balancing of electrons and protons, also to the space that is needed to create the movement of atoms in order to produce wind. All of this and so much more from the very spoken word of God. Yet in Matthew 7:26, it reads, "But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. And the rain came, and the stream rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." You see, we read these incredible words that God has given us such a level of autonomy that our ears can hear the very words of God, and we can turn away from those words as if they were powerless. We can discard their value. We can discard their significance. But the one thing you can't discard is that you had the opportunity to hear them. I believe it was with a heavy heart that Jesus shared these words, knowing that some would receive these words and others would discard them. Today, listen to the words that made everything.